Listening Library presents Arthur, The Seeing Stone by Kevin Crossley Holland. Read by Michael Maloney. 1. Arthur and Merlin. Tumber Hill. It's my clamber and tumble and beech and bramble hill. Sometimes, when I'm standing on the top, I fill my lungs with air and I shout. I shout. In front of me, I can see half the world. Far down, almost underneath my feet, I can see our manor house, the scarlet flag dancing, the row of beehives beyond the orchard, the stream shining. I can see Gatty's cottage, and count how many people are working in the two fields. Then I look out beyond Caldecott. I gaze deep into thick pike forest, and away into the wilderness. That's where the raiders would come from. And where Wales begins, that's where the world starts to turn blue. When I'm standing on top of Tumber Hill, I sometimes think of all the people, all the generations who grew up on this ground and grew into this ground, their days and years. My Welsh grandmother, Nain, says the sounds trees make are the voices of the dead. And when I listen to the beech trees, they sound like whispering spirits. They're my great-uncles and my great-great-aunts, my great-great-grandparents, green again and guiding me. When I climbed the hill this afternoon, I saw Merlin already sitting on the crown, and the hounds bounded ahead of me and mobbed him. Merlin tried to swat them away with the backs of his spotty hands and scrambled to his feet.
"Get away from me," he shouted. "You creatures!"
"Merlin," I called out, and I pointed to the sky.